The operator of the North Pole refinery wants the state to set a lower standard for cleaning up the sulfalane groundwater contamination problem in the North Pole area. Flint Hills Resources Alaska has asked the head of the State Department of Environmental Conservation to set a less stringent cleanup level for the industrial solvent that leaked into the groundwater for more than a decade before Flint Hills bought the refinery in 2004. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the requests could delay cleanup for several months.
The DEC team that's been working on the sulfalane contamination case had hoped by now to be studying final reports on the problem and preparing to review Flint Hills' plans to clean it up starting about a year from now. But Tamara Cardona, who heads up the DEC's team, says that schedule is up in the air now.
There's been a little bit of a hiccup now that Flint Hills is formally challenging the cleanup level established back in 2012.
Cardona can't say how much the schedule will be pushed back by that hiccup. She says that'll depend on whether DEC Commissioner Larry Hartig grants Flint Hills request to put the process on hold while he reconsiders the cleanup level that Flint Hills must attain to declare the area's groundwater safe to drink.
As of any other work, it's pending on this decision.
Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook declined to comment on tape Friday, but in a written response sent Saturday, he states that Flint Hills believes the DEC's proposed 14 parts per billion cleanup level is unnecessarily stringent and that a higher level could be set that would protect human health. A Flint Hills document filed with DEC on December 20th suggests the cleanup level could be safely set at about 25 times the level set by DEC at 362 parts per billion. The response also reiterates Flint Hills' request that DEC require the refinery's previous owners, Williams Alaska Petroleum, to participate in the cleanup process. The two companies are now entangled in a years-long lawsuit over who's liable and for how much. Cardona says she can't say much about Flint Hills' requests while they're before the commissioner.
Now it's a matter of waiting what the commissioner is going to respond.
The DEC commissioner's spokesman declined to comment on the issue Friday. A spokesman for the attorney general's office says Hartig must rule by the end of February on whether he'll agree to reconsider the cleanup level. And if he does, the spokesman says that process could take several more months. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins has for more than a year now been urging state and federal environmental agencies to get the cleanup process moving along more quickly. Hopkins says while the bureaucracies plod along and weigh Flint Hills' requests, nothing is being done to stop the sulfalane from spreading through the groundwater underneath North Pole and toward Fairbanks.
The aquifer is, at approximately the same levels that it had before in terms of sulfalane, and so we just keep seeing the date move on. And I don't see a lot of action happening, and I don't see a plan yet.
North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward says he's glad that residents of the area affected by the sulfalane are still getting drinking water from Flint Hills while the debate over the appropriate cleanup level plays out.
Are they putting a very conservative number out there? I think that that's probably a safe assumption. But the trick is, and the true question is, what is safe for consumption?
Not much is known about the health effects of consuming sulfalane, but tests are about to get underway to answer that question. Cardona says the National Toxicology Program will begin testing this month with laboratory animals. She says results of those tests should be available in 3 to 5 years. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.